Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, we are enjoying clear skies. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, the morning is slightly cooler, but the sun promises a warm afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, Jewish groups urge Trump to prioritize Americans held in Iran during ceasefire talks. This comes from the Times of Israel reporting just under an hour ago. Also, in earlier reporting from the Jerusalem Post, a former Al-Qaeda member criticizes Iranian leadership. He claims the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire is really about Iran. Also this hour, Netanyahu sees a chance for a historic peace deal with Lebanon. This was highlighted by JNS earlier today. Separately, Walla reports on Trump's recent ban on Israel, describing it as a public zigzag and show of force from earlier today. And finally, Ynet shares that Israeli special forces landed on a strategic ridge in South Lebanon before the ceasefire. This was reported 11 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Reporter Asin shared minutes ago that Trump commented on Iran's differing stance from the U.S. He noted, Iran has to express a different narrative. Wall Street Mav posted earlier today questioning European leaders on immigration policies, asking if the cultural enrichment is enjoyable. Middle East underscore 24 highlighted commentary from Lebanese newspaper editor Ibrahim Alamin. He warned that delays in Israel's withdrawal could reignite Hezbollah attacks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the call from Jewish groups urging Trump to focus on Americans detained in Iran. This initiative includes the U.S. branch that advocated for the release of Hamas hostages. Times of Israel notes this effort is partly driven by the memory of Robert Levinson, a U.S. Jew who died in an Iranian jail. The group's action aims to press the issue during current ceasefire discussions. Turning to the comments from a former Al-Qaeda member, he criticizes Iran's tactics, suggesting they use the ceasefire as a delay tactic. The Jerusalem Post quotes Ayman Dean saying Tehran avoids serious talks until Lebanon's situation stabilizes. This could affect regional stability if Iran continues its current approach. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu has spoken of a historic peace opportunity with Lebanon. This came before the start of a 10-day ceasefire. JNS reports that Netanyahu sees this period as a potential turning point. The implications could be significant for future Israeli-Lebanese relations. In the context of U.S. relations, Trump's recent posts about banning Israel from attacking Lebanon have created tension. Walla describes these actions as Trump trying to assert control. This complicates Netanyahu's attempts to negotiate more maneuvering space and a list of allowances. These developments could strain U.S.-Israel diplomatic ties. Finally, Ynet reveals that Israeli special forces conducted a last-minute operation in South Lebanon. They secured the Kristofeni Ridge, a strategic location. This move happened just before the ceasefire took effect. Controlling this ridge could impact military dynamics in the region. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business highlights a former Shin Bet official breaking silence on an investigation. He discusses how a spyware probe was thwarted, revealing gaps in the judicial system. Separately, Iran's announcement of opening the Hormuz Strait has led to a significant drop in oil prices. Israel Hayom Business notes that oil prices fell by 14%, impacting global markets. And finally, CTEC reports on a legal case involving R Crowd, an Israeli investment platform. The lawsuit alleges preferential treatment in a unit conversion deal, sparking controversy. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.